Welcome to China Daily Voice, seeing China and the world from different perspectives. China reports 5.3% GDP growth for Q1. China's gross domestic product expanded by 5.3% year-on-year in the first quarter, after a 5.2% rise in the fourth quarter. Official data showed on Tuesday, boding well for a steady economic recovery in the following months. The country's GDP came in at 29.63 trillion yuan, $4.09 trillion in the first quarter, according to the National Bureau of Statistics. On a quarter-on-quarter basis, China's GDP grew by 1.6% in the first quarter, the NBS said. The Chinese economy is displaying more signs of recovery, led by the notable growth in exports and manufacturing, said Robin Sheng, chief China economist at Morgan Stanley. China's value-added industrial output grew by 6.1% year-on-year in the first quarter. The figure rose by 4.5% in March, after a 7% growth in the first 2 months of the year, NBS data showed. Retail sales, a key measurement of consumer spending, grew by 4.7% in the first quarter, and the retail sales in March increased by 3.1% versus the 5.5% growth in the first 2 months. Fixed asset investment, the gauge of expenditures on items including infrastructure, property, machinery, and equipment, rose by 4.5% in the first 3 months, while in the first 2 months it grew by 4.2%. The surveyed urban jobless rate came in at 5.2% in March, down from 5.3% in February, according to the NBS. Looking forward, Sheng said he anticipates China's second quarter GDP to accelerate to over 5.5% year-on-year on a low base. Morgan Stanley has recently revised China's 2024 real gross domestic product forecast up from 4.2% to 4.8%, given the country's stronger-than-expected exports and manufacturing capital expenditure. It also raised its forecast for China's growth in 2025 to 4.5% from 4% given the higher entry point. Two-thirds of the upward revision stems from stronger-than-expected exports, driven by resilient U.S. demand and robust export volume amid soft prices. And the rest of the upward revision is due to manufacturing capital expenditure, as the country doubles down on supply chain upgrades, with a focus on energy efficiency and digitalization, Morgan Stanley said in a report. Sheng said exports will remain a primary positive factor for China's growth in 2024, given the rebound in global demand, especially the stronger U.S. demand. I estimate that the export may grow by 5% to 10% this year. That's all for today. For more news and analysis, buy the paper. Until next time.